This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Sapna Khatri. The American Civil Liberties Union hopes to block two executions in Missouri this fall by seeking to disqualify the anesthesiologist used by the Department of Corrections. From Jefferson City, Marshall Griffin has more.
Jeffrey Mittman heads the ACLU of Eastern Missouri. He says the national board that oversees anesthesiologists has recently adopted the same standards used by the American Medical Association, meaning that they cannot participate in ending someone's life.
This individual has asserted that in the past he has participated in an execution and that he intends to do so in the future. On that basis, there is sufficient evidence for the ABA to suspend the certification.
Earlier this month, the Missouri Supreme Court set execution dates in October and November, respectively, for Alan Nicholson and Joseph Franklin, who were both convicted of murder in separate cases. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster has sided with Governor Jay Nixon in determining that a veto tax cut bill could have been applied retroactively. At issue is a provision triggering an automatic 0.5% reduction in Missouri's income tax rates if the federal government makes it easier for states to collect taxes on online sales. Koster released an analysis yesterday, concluding that the tax cut rate reduction could apply retroactively, entitling people to refunds on three previous years of taxes. That backs Nixon's assertion, but is at odds with an analysis of the Legislative Research Office. Koster examined the issue at the request of House Speaker Tim Jones. Jones wants to override Nixon's veto of the tax cut. Jones dismissed Koster's analysis as a, quote, partisan opinion parroting the governor's talking points. A judge has upheld a cost estimate and summary of a proposed Missouri ballot measure that seeks to limit interest, fees, and finance charges on certain loans. Cole County Circuit Judge Dan Green ruled this week that a cost estimate prepared by the state auditor and a summary written by the Secretary of State are sufficient and fair. They had been challenged in lawsuits. The initiative proposed for the 2014 ballot would limit interest and charges for loans, such as consumer credit, installment, title, and short-term loans. Supporters must gather enough signatures from registered voters by early May to get the measure on the November 2014 ballot. 19 members of a Missouri National Guard medical evacuation unit are back home after a year in Afghanistan. KOLR-TV reports the soldiers had emotional reunions with family members yesterday during a ceremony at the Springfield Branson Airport. One of the 19, Brandon Rubble, says the homecoming was, quote, very surreal, but also, quote, sheer joy. His wife, Jessica, gave birth while he was deployed, and Rubble got to meet his seven-month-old son, Ranson, for the first time. The soldiers are members of Detachment 3, Company F, 1st Battalion, 169th Aviation Medical Evacuation Regiment. They arrived in Afghanistan last September and completed more than 400 medical missions, executing 1,600 flight hours for more than 500 patients from the U.S., British, and Australian forces. Amidst reports this morning that the White House is considering military action in Syria, U.S. Senator Roy Blunt says the United States has already missed the point to have a real impact on the early stages of the country's conflict. Jacob McClelland has more.
Speaking at a gas station in Cape Girardeau, the Republican senator said a no-fly zone early on could have allowed the rebellion to remove Bashar al-Assad. Now, he says President Obama's decision to send a message to Syria because of chemical weapons attacks is, quote, pretty offensive.
We've decided what's the proper way to allow the Assad regime to kill tens of thousands of people, but we're not going to allow you to kill 1,000 people with chemical weapons. I'm not for killing these people with chemical weapons or otherwise, but this is a repressive regime that the president's policies have failed to do anything to discourage.
Blunt continued to say that what happened in Syria deserves more than a hand slap. In Cape Girardeau, I'm Jacob McClelland.
Columbia was one of many cities across the country participating in a strike for better working wages, particularly for fast food workers. Faith and Values reporter Kelly Catraba was there.
I said the workers! Yeah!
Community members gathered this morning outside the Hardee's restaurant on Providence Road near downtown Columbia. With signs and chants, they rallied together for a better working wage. Missouri's current minimum wage is $7.35 an hour. And most workers say that's not enough to live on. They're pushing to raise minimum wage to $15 an hour.
Can't survive on 735.
Members of grassroots organizing came out to support the workers. So did seven clergy involved with Missouri Faith Voices. To Reverend Molly Hausch Gordon of the Unitarian Universalist Church of Columbia, the wage issue is a matter of dignity.
I believe that God created us all worthy and dignified, and my faith tells me that. And when we are paying poverty wages to hard workers, then we're really not living into that vision of dignity and worth.
the crowd had a final rallying cry in support of workers.
Workers! We got your back!
They continued later at the Taco Bell on Naifong Boulevard, where they gathered honks of support from passing cars.
No music!
Kelly Catraba, Columbia Faith and Values at KBIA News.
Nearly a dozen Missouri agriculture groups sent a letter to Governor Jay Nixon this week calling for his support to oppose a dredging project in the Missouri River. KBIA's Christopher Husted has more.
The project near Arrow Rock, Missouri, was set up several years ago to create a shallow water habitat for several fish species, including the pallid sturgeon, an endangered fish. Under the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers plan, the soil excavated from the site would be deposited into the Missouri River. The ag groups that signed the letter suggest dumping the soil into the river contradicts the intent of a statewide soil and parks tax that promotes soil conservation. Blake Hurst is president of the Missouri Farm Bureau, one of the organizations that signed the letter. He says they support the protection of the aquatic ecosystem, but the protocol on where to dump the soil needs to change to protect the water supply.
Obviously, we're all concerned about hypoxia. We're all concerned about algae blooms. We're all concerned about sedimentation. And also, of course, the loss of that much good topsoil from Missouri.
Hurst says public support from Nixon could essentially force the Corps to reconsider a previous alternative location to dump the soil away from the river. Christopher Husted, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Sapna Khatri.